You've entered the Houston Running Zone, the ultimate podcast for runners in the Houston area, featuring the everyday runners who inspire us, clubs, gear, races, and runcations. Houston, we've got the runs.
All right, today in the zone, I have the race director for the Typhoon Texas Kids Try here coming up in September of 2021. Here to give us some exciting details about this unique race is Tony Sapp. Tony, welcome to the zone.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, before we get into the details, let's kind of get rid of some of the two big stereotypes when people think about triathlons. Number one, it's an expensive sport. And number two, it's only for serious athletes. So let's debunk these really quick, especially for kids. Well, yes. Let's take serious races, especially triathlons, especially for kids. It's all paces. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have groups that come in that are very, very high level, you know, planning to move on to longer distance triathlons very soon, things like that, all the way down to first timers. I mean, we go down to 5 and 6 years old for wow. some of the participants. You know, some of these kids, they can't use training wheels, but they're on very small bikes. They're not going to be competitive. This is a fun event. We hosted at a water park, and it's meant to be a fun event, a great way to introduce kids. The whole point of the event is to introduce kids to multisport and triathlon in general.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be the serious ones I've seen, and I've watched a lot of them. I haven't watched your race. I'll be there this year. Missed it in 2019, had a wedding the night before, but so I was like, I wasn't going to wake up early, but I see kids that they don't need a 10 speed. They can do it on their BMX bike. They can do it on pretty much any bike, especially when you're young. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's, you know, like I said, there's all levels of athletes we have at this race. We do start the ones that are trying to compete, that are trying to win. We start them a little sooner, with the same kids of their age. But there's no limit. We go all the way up to 16 years old this year. So there's kids that are 16 that are riding, you know, mountain bikes or BMX bikes. There's kids that are 6 years old riding their very first bike they just pulled their training wheels off of a few months before. You know, it's all levels. It's all kids. It's really just a great, really fun day, you know, at the water park, you know, and a great introduction to the sport of triathlon. So
you mentioned first timers, most kids or parents that they know about your race, they're going to do your race every single year. You sell out every single year. But for the first timers, what do you recommend? Do you recommend doing like a little bit of a training, a YouTube? You guys do like clinics that you recommend for people to say, okay, my kid's interested. They think it's cool, but they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. So we cater to all of those kids. We have a couple of different programs set up. This year, we just launched our clinics and race preps. So we're doing clinics. Right now we have two scheduled. We just had one in the middle of May. The next one's scheduled for July, and we'll probably add a couple more. They're very small. They are limited to 20 kids, but we have local coaches come out and at the water park, they'll set up transition. They'll basically go through a whole 2-hour clinic of start to finish. What is triathlon? How to set up transition, how to maximize, your race day. And it's really just a high level step-by-step of what is a triathlon and how do you participate in it. It's really, really a great opportunity for beginners to get out and just see, you know, what triathlon is if they've never done it, or a way for some more experienced triathletes to hone in their skills. And then the next level up, we're also offering a 6-week race prep with our friends over at Fury Tri Team out in Katy. They basically, they're a youth triathlon program that focuses on just multi-sport in general. So what they've done is they put together a whole 6-week program that's going to be swimming. Each week you're going to swim, you're going to bike, and you're going to run. And they're going to meet up, and you're going to go through full training regimens where you're going to, you know, be doing different drills when you're in the pool, different things when you're running, and different things on the bike. And then they're going to spend a whole week on doing nothing but transition prep and how to maximize and be the most efficient in transition. So this new clinics and race prep program that we have really brings out allows people of any level that want to get involved in the sport to really come in and make it an active day, a day, you know, of competition, you know, regardless of where you're starting.
Oh, awesome. Well, yeah, there you go. Everyone new or experienced can race the race. Now, what about price? most people think, okay, hundreds of dollars, it's under $100, right?
To get started, to actually, to the equipment needed for race, and that's what a lot of people focus on, is the equipment itself. Really, all you need is some active, some clothing you can be active in, and some running shoes, and a bike and a helmet. That's really it. If you can do goggles, you could have a tri suit, you could have a fancy bike. There's all kinds of stuff you can upgrade, but those are really the basics of all you need to be able to participate. The price for registration, our event, the triathlon, is an expensive sport to put on. There's a lot of moving parts and things like that. And coupled with the fact that you get it included in the registration is a ticket to the water park. Pricing is a little bit on the higher end of what a youth triathlon would be based on USA Triathlon standards. However, we do have a program that we've started this year called the Youth Multisport Financial Assistance Program. Eventually, I'm hoping to get more races involved in the program. But for right now, what the program consists of is anybody that wants to, our goal is to have as many kids as possible be introduced to triathlon and multisport. And we don't want the cost or the equipment or the time or anything like that to be a barrier for entry for anybody that wants to get involved. So what this program does is basically you go online, you fill out a form. We'll get some information. We might reach out and talk to you a little bit, but it can cover up to everything. It can cover, we can get bikes, we can get shoes, we can get helmets, we can get all the race equipment you need. It can cover registration fees. It can cover training. So anything you're wanting or needing to be able to participate that maybe just is not financially feasible. It's just another opportunity, another way that we can get more kids involved in the sport, which is the goal of the event from the beginning.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And even under $100, that's, to me, you get three sports, you get a ticket to the water park. That's awesome. Talk my daughter into doing this one.
Yeah. I mean, each registration, I mean, everybody, you know, when they register, your registration fee, that you get an event shirt. We usually do a really nice, like a Head Sweats 100% polyester tech shirt, fully sublimated, really, really awesome design. I wish I had one. Here we do a finisher's medal. This year's finisher's medal is actually going to double as a belt buckle. So it's a two for one finisher medal. We include all the race photos. We hire 5 to 6 professional photographers from the Houston area to come out and take pictures of the kids on the course. They'll post them online and tag them with the bib number, and the parents can go search for them and download them for free. Obviously swim cap is included, all the race numbers and body markings. Race timing. So you actually, because we are a USA Triathlon sanctioned event, the results do get posted to the national organization's page, and you know, you can earn points if you go to multiple events and things like that. And we actually have some kids coming from other states to participate in this event to get points for USA Triathlon. So there are, like I said, there are some serious kids. And then, of course, water park ticket. Every kid that registered gets a ticket to the water park after the race. And parking. One of the things that's often overlooked is parking. You know, sometimes you go to a race and all of a sudden there's a $20 fee for parking. There's no parking. It's all included. We cover all that whenever we're putting on a race. Because the little fees added on here and there, that can really, you know, add up at the end of the day. And I'm trying to make it as transparent, as open as possible, the way we.
Yeah. You know, all inclusive. I like it. This is pretty cool.
All inclusive as much as possible. Yeah, because you still have to be a member of USA Triathlon, which there is an annual fee that's $10 for kids for the year. Then, of course, processing fees and stuff like that. But those are very small compared to some of the other platforms that are out there. So.
Oh yes, definitely. Now you talk about shirts. I know you have a partnership with Trees Not Tees. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Should have practiced that one. And that's for kids that have too many shirts, or they don't like the shirts, or they're just not a shirt person, so they can plant a tree instead.
Yeah. So this is actually a new one. This is a new partnership that we just announced this week. So Trees Not Tees is an organization that's based out of the UK right now. They're in the process of procuring some land over here in the US. They have some land over in Scotland right now. And what they do is, they partner with different events around the world. And just if you don't want, it's simple. You just, when you're selecting your race shirt option, whenever you register, there's an option to choose Trees Not Tees. And what happens is they go out, I give them a list after the race. They go out and they plant a tree on behalf of the participant that selected that option. Then the participant will get a picture of their little baby tree. along with the GPS coordinates of where it's located right after the race. It's a really cool program. I'm looking, you know, we've been looking, or I've been looking for ways to create more sustainable event for years. Trying to do it in a cost-effective way so I didn't have to raise prices for the event. So this is when I found these guys and we started talking, it just kind of made sense. And it was such a straightforward idea and it was perfect, you know, because we're, you know, there's millions of race shirts that are given out every year. You know, some of these, especially the kids that do a lot of races, they're going to get 10, 15 t-shirts this year. They're going to outgrow those in a couple of months. Do they need the race shirt? Maybe not. So they can opt to have a tree planted on their behalf instead. And no additional cost to them. You know, we cover the cost of everything. And the Trees Not Teased team takes care of the tree for up to 5 years to make sure it's getting, you know, make sure it's growing before they kind of let it go.
You are in the Houston Running Zone. We've got the runs.
Yeah, I didn't really go too much research on that GPS coordinates, and that's really neat.
Yeah, they're a really interesting organization. I'm looking forward to work with them. Like I said, it's a very new partnership that we just launched this week. So I'm looking forward to seeing how all this works out. So far, just in the announcement, I've already got 15 kids that have selected to plant a tree instead of get an event shirt. So we're already on our way to planting 15 trees.
Yeah, well, that's great, and hopefully more races will find out about this and at least give people the option for the kids that don't want it or adults.
We are the first US based event that's partnered up with them. So that's kind of exciting. We're kind of their test bed for how their US operations are going to roll.
Awesome. Well, let's talk medals. I know medals are extremely important, especially for kids. Now, some adults don't want them. I still keep them. I can't get rid of them, even though they're in shoebox, but medals for kids, you always have awesome medals. What does it look like this year? Do you know?
So this year, I don't have the demo unit yet. It's actually on the way. It's in the shape of a belt buckle. So it's an oval shape. It's got some really nice detail around the edges, similar to like a rodeo belt buckle. Nice. Then it's got the logo engraved into the middle of it, and it's going to be full color around the outside. Do I have a picture up online?
If not, it will be by the time we post this. So
yeah, it will be. The picture will be up online by the time we get this posted. So yeah, if you go visit TyphoonTexasKidsTry.com, there'll be a picture of what the actual belt buckle looks like up there. Or you can always just go visit our Facebook page because I posted it there as well.
Okay, nice. And of course, we didn't really even talk about this, you know, location and its date. So you're doing an entire weekend, is that correct? Or two days?
Yeah, so usually this race takes place in mid to late April. This year I just made the decision to move it to the late summer, early fall. So this year we're doing 2 days instead of one. We're going to be on September 18th and September 19th. Both obviously that takes place at the namesake, the Typhoon Texas Water Park, out in Katy, but basically you can select which day you want to race. We have both short course and long course for the juniors and seniors, and we're running both races on both days. So we opted to do it that way instead of doing short course one day, long course another, specifically for siblings that want to participate on the same day. You know, maybe one is, you know, aged up to the long course and another is in the short course. We didn't want them to have to come back 2 days back to back unless they wanted to. So we're running both races both days. And in addition, another perk is we're doing what I'm calling the Texas Double. Kid wants to participate both days. They can and earn some special prizes for doing that as well. You know, if you're a little real go-getter and want to do two triathlons back to back.
That's awesome. Yeah. Make it easy on the parents, especially, you know, for if they have more than one, that makes sense to me. Yeah.
We've seen other races do the model where it's juniors one day, seniors another, and it works. It's a good model. I just, with the travel, you know, we have parents coming from, like I said, out of state, you know, to do this race. So that would just be an extra day that they would have to travel, if we were doing the, one course in one day. So that's why we kind of opted to do that. And we'll see how it goes. You know, it's basically going to be the same race that almost 6,000 kids have participated in over the years.
Wow.
And that, you know, it's just twice the fun, two days in a row.
Well, I know there's a lot of, as you said, competitive athletes out there, and we know a lot of groups that are really putting together some amazing teams. You moved it to September, so you can still kind of do awards.
So our event is now the as far as active events that are still occurring, is the world's largest kids triathlon.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So it's, I wanted to be able to keep that. I wanted to be able to keep the huge, the fun atmosphere. It's a big event. When you see, 1,200 bikes lined up, ready to go, 1,200 kids in a single file line getting in the water. It's a long line. It adds a lot to the event, being able to see all of that. I wanted to be able to put on an event that is as close to what everybody's been used to over the years as possible, without having to, have a lot of special precautions and a lot of special things. I did put on a small splash and dash event in early May. It was kind of a test event to test out some of my new safety protocols and some new ideas I was thinking about for this event. And it worked great. All the safety protocols were good. Everybody had a good time. I'm hoping we can relax some of those for the September race. And, like I said, we're pushing forward with hopefully what's going to be a great, awesome late summer day.
And I know there's the health safety aspect, but also just for course safety, kids tries, especially yours, heard some great things for the run, bike. And of course the swim is in the river. So it's not open water for the kids.
Right. Yeah. We use the lazy river at the water park. Obviously for the kids, we have turned off the jets, so they're not swimming against current or with current or anything like that. The water park is actually set up perfectly for this because there's two directions you can travel from the start to the finish on the lazy river. One is 125 meters and the other is 225. So there's our short course and long course swims. Everything about our course is within to keep in mind the kids' safety. There's no cars on the road next to the kids. We completely close the roads that we're using for the bike. The run is on a closed portion, closed section of road to keep any cars or any additional traffic off of. Everything is fenced in. Everything is locked in. And we do everything that we can once the parents hand the kids over to us in transition to make sure the kids stay safe and end up back in transition after the race. So the parents can come pick them up.
Yeah. Makes sense. And that's why you're the largest. You take care of the kids and it's very important to us as parents as well. Well, for people that want to help out, do you need volunteer groups and do they go to the main website for that as well, the Typhoon Texas?
Yeah. So we obviously, volunteers are huge at our race. We need with 1200 kids, there's a lot of corralling that needs to be done. It's corralling 1200 kids is very different from corralling 1200 adults. We have a huge need for volunteers, and I've got the volunteer module set up on the race website so people can go log in. We do offer a group donation program as well for groups of 10 or more. So there's more information about that on the race website, typhoontexaskidstry.com. Just go to volunteer info, the volunteer info menu, and it'll give a little more details on how you can register a group to volunteer and come out and earn donations. And it doesn't have to be to a nonprofit. We do, I've had groups come out and do fundraisers for prom, and things like that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be specifically for a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, no, a lot of kids need volunteer hours anyways. You might as well raise it for your club that you do at school and things like that.
Yeah, lots of different clubs.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely put a link to the website. I know you did it verbally as well. It makes it a little bit easier to put the links on. But before I let you go, I still have three more questions for you. It's called the lightning round. You ready?
I'm ready.
I know you listened to a couple episodes. Like, oh, great. I'm ready. I'll have to mix it up here. How about number one, describe your running form as an animal? Because I know that you're doing the 50th anniversary of the Houston Marathon this coming up January. So describe your running form as an animal.
Sloth. Absolutely. I am not. I've never. I use the word competing very lightly. I've been participating in triathlons and running events since about 2009. And one thing, there's been a lot of things used to describe me when I'm participating in any of those events, and fast has never been in the vocabulary. I guess sloth is it's going to take a bit, but I'll get through it. I'll finish it.
Hey, I'm with you. Without us, the top half wouldn't be possible. So exactly. They should be thankful.
And then you'd just be the top, Nothing.
You'd beat nobody. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Cool.
Well. Well, question number two. What's your favorite part about race directing?
My favorite part about race directing, this is a good question because I was thinking about this the other day, is there's so much stress and anxiety and build up to everything to do when it comes to putting on a race, when it comes to opening registration, marketing the race, watching registrations come in, set up, and all that other stuff. About 5 minutes before the race, there's the stress is at its absolute peak. Is everything in its place? Is everybody done everything that you hope they, you know, has everybody done everything that they should have done in order for the race to go off successfully? Then you hit that 60-second mark, or then when the countdown starts to race, everything just goes away. It just all falls off, all that stress and everything, because there's literally nothing else that can happen that you can do at that point. It's going to, the race is going to execute, and you just have to trust that your team's in the place that they are. And I've just gotten into this like Zen moment about 60 seconds before the race, that everything just, all that stress, all that buildup, everything coming into that just slides away.
Awesome. Yeah. That's neat. All right. Well, here's one because it's almost lunchtime right now. So question number three, what's your favorite culinary guilty pleasure?
Oh, guilty pleasure. So about a year and a half ago, the wife and I cut out meat. So we're not doing any meat anymore. But man, I love pizza. It's that's our treat to ourselves, you know. It's, you know, whether it's, you know, usually it's one of the local places here in Friendswood. Go get a slice, you know, it doesn't have to, you can have just load it up with veggies. I'm fine with that. You know, a little margarita pizza.
Have you tried the veggie amore at Dan's Pizza?
I have, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. You're going to have to take a nap. There's no light way of doing that one. That's actually my favorite one. There's two veggie amore, and there's two veggie ones. I forgot what the one that's has everything. Yeah. Including the broccoli. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. Awesome. Well, appreciate it, Tony. We'll definitely put up the links and definitely check this race out, especially for the little ones. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it, Keith. You have a good day.
As always, this podcast is free. All we ask is if you know somebody that could use this information, please share it with them. And if you want to be first to find out about upcoming weekly episodes, simply hit the follow, subscribe, plus button. But more importantly, looking forward to sharing another episode next week.
Thanks for visiting the Houston Running Zone. If you know someone you'd like to be featured in the zone, go to thehoustonrunningzone.com and send us a message. Until next week, always remember, Houston, we've got the runs.